from KQED.
Two of the 9/11 hijackers lived for a time in San Diego. As a result, the Muslim community there has endured suspicion from neighbors and more scrutiny from law enforcement. As Amitha Sharma from KPBS reports, distrust still lingers on both sides, but efforts are also underway to diminish it.
It was here in a modest working-class neighborhood in Claremont where two of the September 11th hijackers lived at the Parkwood Apartments. The apartments are now condos with picture book white-trimmed facades. But for many longtime residents, the memory of the building's one-time occupants has made them uneasy about their Muslim neighbors.
It's probably changed forever.
Esther, as we'll call her, didn't want her real name used out of concern her comments might offend. Even though she says she tries to see people as individuals, she says today, 10 years after the September 11th attacks, she still finds it challenging to put her anxieties aside.
I think you're leery. I actually had two women work with me who wore their Muslim garb to work every day. They would talk to each other in their own language, and in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, what are they talking about? You know, you just wonder, because not everybody in this world is good.
Just blocks away from Esther's once white and Catholic neighborhood is the Islamic Center of San Diego. This is the mosque where Rawya Amalt, a devout Muslim, comes to pray.
Don't judge us by the way we look.
Amalt has worn a headscarf since she came to this country from Egypt 30 years ago. Before September 11th, she felt she was accepted in the community. But since then, she's been the target of harsh stares and even harassment.
It felt uncomfortable walking around with a scarf. And even one time, I think my husband was at the bank at the teller machine outside, and somebody told him, go back home, which really bothered me, because to us, this is home.
This is also the mosque where the two hijackers who flew the American Airlines plane into the Pentagon came to pray. Ever since then, the mosque has been viewed by some with suspicion, a perception that Imam Hassan Taha says he's trying to change.
The community here doesn't feel the guilt of what happened in 9/11 because it has nothing to do with that. We don't have control on people. We don't ask people who come to the mosque, what's your intention? We don't even ask them what's your faith.
Taha says that for the past 10 years, he and other Muslims have had to be on the defensive every time there's a terrorist attack overseas.
They always think we are responsible on what happened over there. So every time we have to go out to the media, condemn, and tell them that, listen, you know, we have nothing to do with that. Our faith has nothing to do with that.
Taha remains troubled by published reports 3 years ago that the Islamic Center of San Diego was under FBI surveillance. He says many Muslims believe they are unfairly subject to heightened government scrutiny just because of their faith.
That is incorrect.
Daryl Foxworth is a spokesman for the San Diego FBI office.
The FBI does not focus its surveillances on places of worship. If we're conducting a surveillance, our surveillance is focused on an individual or the individuals that may be involved in criminal activity or potential violations of national security.
Last year, the feds arrested the imam of another San Diego mosque and four other Somalis for alleged ties to the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab. But Foxworth says the Bureau continues to reach out to the Muslim community, holding meetings with community leaders, explaining security concerns, and encouraging cooperation. He says the meetings have been cordial.
Found it also to be at times challenging, but what we have to keep in mind is that we have to continue to partner together, to work together in order to make all of us safer here.
Taha welcomes the dialogue. He is also building relationships with people of other religions. He meets regularly with Christian and Jewish leaders to discuss faith issues. This is a crucial way, he believes, fear and suspicion will be overcome.
Before 9/11, the Muslim community did a very poor job in terms of building bridges of understanding and respect between them and the larger society. After 9/11, we found ourselves in a position where it's not optional anymore
Imam Taha and others from his congregation will commemorate the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks at an interfaith prayer service Sunday. For the California Report, I'm Amita Sharma in San Diego.